Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we're going to be introducing this month's literature article. And I'm also excited to say we're going to be doing something new with it.
Really? What's that, Pat?
Well, in the past, our magazine has taken a story and broken it down into three parts, right? And
we
teach the story over the course of 3 days.
And what are we going to do this time?
Okay, well, we're still going to tell the story, but this time only in the first 2 days of the article. We'll focus on it for those 2 days.
And what about the third day of the article?
We're going to find out some information about the author of the story, about some of the more important themes and ideas that the author included in the book.
Sounds interesting. So which book are we going to look at this time?
The story we're going to read is called A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, wait, that book is also a movie, and it's out this month.
That's right. Hopefully the article won't spoil too much of the story. Just spoilers, close your ears if you don't want to know what happens. Go and see the movie and then read the article afterwards.
Yeah.
So let's read through day one and see what this story is all about.
Reading. A Wrinkle in Time. Meg Murray is an intelligent girl, but she's very awkward and not particularly popular with her peers. Some of her problems relate to her missing father, who vanished a year ago. Meg has two normal younger brothers, but the youngest, Charles, is different. Though he's only 5, he's sharp as a tack. One dark and stormy night, a woman called Mrs. What's-It appears and leaves a strange message about Meg's father. The next day, Meg, Charles, and Meg's classmate Calvin investigate. Suddenly, Mrs. What's-It and her friends, Mrs. Who and Mrs. Witch, send the children through a wrinkle in time. This allows them to travel through space and time. On their journey, they learn about the Black Thing, an evil and powerful force. It captured Meg's father and is trying to take over the universe. The children must find a way to save Mr. Murray. They use the wrinkle in time to travel to the distant planet Kamazots, where Mr. Murray is being held prisoner. Kamazots is controlled by a giant evil brain called It, which wants to destroy individual thought.
The story begins with the main character. It says, Meg Murray is an intelligent girl, but she's very awkward and not particularly popular with her peers. So let's start by looking at the first word that describes Meg, which is intelligent. Someone who is intelligent is smart or clever. Their brain works pretty well and pretty fast. They're good at remembering facts and using what they've learned to solve problems. They can understand things quickly and they don't make too many mistakes.
Intelligent, 它就是聪明的意思啦。不过呢，它跟 smart 还有 clever 不太一样哦。Intelligent 多用于形容高智商的，那 clever 和 smart 的意义就比较相近了，指的是拥有快速学习新事物的能力。And we know that Meg is intelligent, but also awkward.
That's right. If someone is awkward, they're not particularly good at dealing with social situations. They might have trouble saying the right thing to make others like them, and they often feel uncomfortable, like they don't know how to get on with others. Maybe it's their way of behaving or their way of talking that's strange. Maybe they're just a bit clumsy with their actions or always say the wrong thing. Now, you can also feel awkward temporarily, so for a short time, if you're in a strange and uncomfortable situation.
So awkward 可以形容一个人呢是难相处的，也就是不太会与人打交道，或者是笨拙的。而当我们 feel awkward 的时候呢，也就是所处的状况令我们感到尴尬。So when we are with people that we just meet,、mm-hmm. we might feel a little bit awkward, right?
That's right.
And Meg, the intelligent girl in our story, is awkward and not with her peers.
Yeah, she's not popular with her peers.、Mm-hmm. They don't really like her. But who are your peers? Well, they are your equals.So in Meg's case, we're talking about her classmates. She's、mm-hmm. a student, so her peers are other students. Your peers could also be your colleagues, people you work with,、
yeah.
Or the other people around the same age or in the same business or with the same qualifications.
Peer 就是同侪啦，也就是在学校或工作上面的伙伴，或者是呢年纪社会地位相仿的人。We know that Meg's peers don't really like to hang out with her. What else do we learn about Meg? The story says some of her problems relate to her missing father who vanished a year ago.
Oh, interesting.、Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a, what we call a backstory、yeah. here, some kind of mystery.And Meg's problems relate to this backstory. When something relates to something else, then the two things are connected. Perhaps one thing is caused by the other thing. So here we're saying some of Meg's problems and her awkward personality relate to or are connected to her missing father.
Vanished 指的是突然消失。为什么 Meg 的个性会比较奇怪呢？因为他的爸爸一年前突然不见了。两件事呢是有关联的。我们用 relate to 这个片语。A relate to B 代表 A 和 B 相关。And the article says her father is missing.
Missing indeed. When we say someone or something is missing, they're not where they should be. And no one knows that where that thing or person is.So a missing key might have been lost, but a missing person has disappeared or vanished,、mm-hmm. and they can't be found. So here, Meg's father is missing, and no one knows what happens to him.
Missing 这个形容词呢，代表的是消失不见的。I get the feeling this will be important to the story.
I think you're right. Anyway, here's more about Meg's family, including another important character.So Meg has two normal younger brothers,、mm-hmm. but the youngest, Charles, is different.
How is he different? The article says, though he's only five, he's sharp as a tack.
Sharp as a tack? What does that mean? Well, the phrase sharp as a tack is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a short break and watch our shortcut for you explanation video.
Shortcut for you.
Did you know my cousin got into medical school?
That's great.
My aunt and uncle are so proud.
I'm sure your cousin is sharp as a tack.
What? My cousin is very careful. I'm sure she wouldn't cut herself on a sharp tack.
That's not what it means.We use sharp as a tack to describe someone who is very smart.
Oh, I understand now. Sharp as a tack means 聪明决定冰雪聪明
You got it. See, you're sharp as a tack in speaking Chinese and English.
I guess you're right.
You should be proud too.
So as we saw, if someone is as sharp as a tack...They're really smart, and they're quick to notice what's going on around them.
原来呢 ,Meg 最小的弟弟 Charles, 聪明绝顶 sharp as tack, 即便他只有五岁而已。So, those are some of the main characters in A Wrinkle in Time.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on with the story. It says, one dark and stormy night,、Ooh. A woman called Mrs. What's-it?Appears and leaves a strange message about Meg's father.
Oh, so it's all about her father. Ooh. Okay, well here we see the word stormy. It's a stormy night. Stormy is a weather word. It describes what the weather is like when there's a storm. So the sky's dark, there are heavy clouds, could be a lot of rain and strong winds, maybe even thunder and lightning. Not the sort of weather you want to go outside in, but it's super dramatic and really good for a story.
Mm-hmm. Storms, 暴风雨。那在这个字后面加个 y, stormy 就是暴风雨的。A stormy night, 一个暴风雨的夜晚。The most important part of the story seems to happen a lot on a stormy night.
Oh, yeah.
And this strange woman turns up and leaves a strange message. Because of this, we see that the next day, Meg, Charles...and Meg's classmate, Calvin, investigate.
Okay, so they're finding out who was that woman? What's this message all about? And when they do, something happens. The article says, suddenly, Mrs. What's-it and her friends, Mrs. Who and Mrs. Witch,、mm-hmm. and that's witch with a W-H, not like evil witch. So, strange named set of three people, Who, Witch and What's-it. But they appear and they send the children...through a wrinkle in time.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there are several meanings to the word wrinkle. Now, it can mean the way that your skin kind of starts to lose its stretchiness and start to fold when you get older. Probably see a few on me. You will see that a few older people have wrinkles around their face and hands. We can also use the word wrinkle to talk about the folds in clothes,like a shirt, before you iron it.、
Mm-hmm. Wrinkle 呢当名词用的时候啊指的是皱纹或皱褶。但是时间的皱褶又是什么呢 ?What's a wrinkle in time?
Well, the article adds some information. It says this, so the wrinkle, allows them, Charles, Meg, Calvin, to travel through space and time.So imagine that instead of clothes or skin folding, it's space and time folding,、mm-hmm. making it easy to travel through them. I can kind of demonstrate with my hands. So these two places very far apart、yeah. in space, but you fold them, it's easy to jump from one to the other.
So they meet each other.
Exactly. It kind of like creates a special door by folding it all inwards.
That's clever. So they're traveling through time and space.、Mm-hmm. The story says...On their journey, they learn about the black thing, an evil and powerful force.
Ugh, there's always an evil force, right? Sauron, Voldemort, Thanos, Darkseid. I'm quoting quite a few movies there. So much evil, always a bad guy. Anyway, we learn that it, this black thing, captured Meg's father and...is trying to take over the universe. Evil forces, always wanting to take over stuff.
Yeah, always the same story.
Always the same. Get a new idea, evil people. To take over means to take control of and become the person who owns and controls or rules that thing.
To take over something, 也就是占领接管某事物。You can take over a company, 接管一间公司。Take over a country, 占领个国家。In this case, it's taking over the universe.
So yeah, taking over the universe. The universe is basically everything. All the stars and all the planets and all the people and all the other beings that live on them and everything in space. It is really everything. Now, scientists don't know exactly how big the universe is or how it started existing, but some scientists think that the universe is getting bigger all the time.
Universe, 宇宙, and the kids in the story have to save the universe. That's a big challenge.
Yeah, but that's what all the superheroes have、mm-hmm. to do. Everyone's got to save the universe. But these ones, they're only kids.
Yeah.
So, they have to do one thing at a time and start with something a little bit smaller. We don't just go out and fight the evil force and save the universe. We're going to start with the smallest and also a very important thing.The story says the children must find a way to save Mr. Murray. So that's Meg's father who is captured.
Yes, they have to fight the evil and powerful force which captures Meg's dad.
Yeah.
This is what they do. They use the wrinkle in time to travel to the distant place. planet Camazotz, where Mr. Mori is being held prisoner.
Okay, so they've got a whole new planet, mm-hmm. but of course, with this wrinkle in time, it's very easy for them to travel there. Now, this is what we learn about the planet. Camazotz is controlled by a giant evil brain called It. Okay, Ooh. And you'll see we always write it, and this happens in the book as well. Both letters are capital letters. They're uppercase IT, It. It's always It. Now, It, we see, which wants to destroy individual thought.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a bit different. This it doesn't just want to take over the universe, mm-hmm. like the evil black thing. This one, it wants to destroy individual thought. Now, we can use the word individual as an adjective to mean single and separate, and also to show that it belongs to just one person and is therefore a little different to the same thing that belongs to a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at school, for example, mm-hmm. if you have your locker and your friend has another locker, they are individual lockers. Okay, by individual thought, we mean we all have our own thoughts. I think one way, Elsie thinks a little differently. But this giant brain, this it wants to stop people having their own thoughts. It wants everyone to have the same thoughts, to act the same way, and to not be different from each other at all. And this would be terrible, right?
Yeah.
It would be very boring if everyone was exactly alike and exactly the same.
Then everybody's just like robots.
Exactly. You'd be robots. You wouldn't be people anymore.
Right. Individual 呢在文章中指的是个别的当形容词用。Individual thought is not allowed on this distant planet, Camazotz. 每个人个别的思想在这个星球上是不被允许的。另外呢 individual 也可以当名词指的是个体。Every individual is unique. 每个个体都是独特的。
Yeah, on this planet, they、mm-hmm. even this it brain has made all of the buildings exactly the same. So instead of everyone having their own house, they all go to exactly the same house, exactly the same room, and they eat exactly the same food, and they do exactly the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
How bad is that?
It's really bad, but in this way, that it...
Mm-hmm.
can control everybody.
Yes, that's true. Because if lots of people had very different ideas and thoughts, it would be very hard for it to control them. So it has this way of changing people、
mm-hmm.
so that everyone on the planet Camazotz thinks the same way, does the same thing, and of course is going to follow its orders.
Yeah.
And that is where Mr. Mori is being held prisoner.
So what's going to happen on the planet Camazotz?
Well, we just don't know right now.
So I think we'll find it out in our Day 2 article.
Yes, we'll pick up the story tomorrow.
Now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So today's question is all about that idea of a、mm-hmm. wrinkle in time,、
yeah.
which is the title of the book. And remember, a wrinkle in time is kind of like Doraemon's magic door, right? It would allow you to go anywhere at any time in the whole universe. So the question is, if you could travel through a wrinkle in time, where or when would you visit and why?
I would travel 200 years into the future.
The future?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Why?
To see what Earth looks like, or、
okay.
I would travel back to the time when I was a child.
Oh, very nice.
So can I have two choices?
Yeah,、
here?
Of course.
Okay.
Lots of wrinkles in time.
Because I think I enjoy more being a child instead of an adult.
But you would be adult Elsie in child Elsie's world?
Oh.
Would that be quite as fun?
So, I will get a chance to meet little Elsie, right?
But you'd also have to go to bed at, like, you know, 7 o'clock every day.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, you're okay with that. Go to elementary school again?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay, so...
I don't think you choose to go back to your childhood, right?
Probably not going back to my childhood unless I was going back to kind of the neighborhood I lived in when I was a child. It seemed that there was a lot more green and a few more fields.
Yeah.
But I would like to visit different places in time and sort of see different things. I would also travel through space and I would go to places that were warm all the time.
Oh,
so maybe there's a planet somewhere in the universe where it's always like a hot, sunny summer's day. And I could travel there and I could maybe live there and teach English to the aliens on the planet.
That's smart.
That would be a really cool thing to do.
Educate them.
Yeah, I can make different planets communicate by teaching them a language they can all use.
And would you want to control them like it?
I would not.
Okay,
that's too much like hard work.
So you will allow them to have their own thoughts?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to see whether Meg and her friends can rescue her dad from the giant evil brain on the planet Kamazots. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
A Wrinkle in Time. Meg Murray is an intelligent girl, but she's very awkward and not particularly popular with her peers. Some of her problems relate to her missing father, who vanished a year ago. Meg has two normal younger brothers, but the youngest, Charles, is different. Though he's only five, he's sharp as a tack. One dark and stormy night, a woman called Mrs. What's-It appears and leaves a strange message about Meg's father. The next day, Meg, Charles, and Meg's classmate Calvin investigate. Suddenly, Mrs. What's-It and her friends, Mrs. Who and Mrs. Witch, send the children through a wrinkle in time. This allows them to travel through space and time. On their journey, they learn about the Black Thing, an evil and powerful force. It captured Meg's father and is trying to take over the universe. The children must find a way to save Mr. Murray. They use the wrinkle in time to travel to the distant planet Kamazots, where Mr. Murray is being held prisoner. Kamazots is controlled by a giant evil brain called It, which wants to destroy individual thought.
Vocabulary Review. Intelligent. The new student in class is very intelligent. He has better grades than all the other students. Missing. My phone has gone missing. I know I put it here, but now it's gone. Stormy. It was a stormy night when we flew to the U.S., and the plane shook a lot. Wrinkle. My work shirt is full of wrinkles. I'll have to iron it. The universe. The universe is so big that we could never see all of it. Traveling across it takes too long. Individual. I've ordered small, individual pizzas for everyone, so each person should have enough to eat.